great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Today is July 27th. Take your houseplant for a walk day. Take a stroll around the block with your ficus. It won't accomplish much other than making your cat lady neighbor seem a little less crazy on Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News for the Porpoise at 5. He said.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration has offered a deal to Russia aimed at bringing home WNBA star Brittany Griner and another jailed American, Paul Whelan. That's according to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, who also revealed Wednesday that he has asked to speak with his Kremlin counterpart for the first time in months. The Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by a hefty 0.75 point for a second straight time in its most aggressive drive in 3 decades to tame high inflation. The Fed's move will raise its key rate, which affects many consumer and business loans, to its highest level since 2018. Wall Street liked what it heard, the Dow up by 436 points, the NASDAQ rose 469, with the S&P 500 advancing 102, oil up 311 to 98.08 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My pants seem to have a life of their own. Sometimes they just run away from home. When they go, I don't know where, but I'm standing here in my underwear saying, hey, babe, it's take your pants for a walk day. Hey, honey, it's take your pants for a walk day. Randy weighs over 400 pounds. Has a little red cart he drives around. He knows he needs to lose some weight, but first he's gotta find some cake. I said, hey, Randy, it's take your pants for a walk day. I said, come on, Randy, it's take your pants for a walk day. And the Walmart carts go beep, 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 beep.
I did not take my pants for a walk today. I had somebody do it for me.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm important.
How many miles did you go today?
6.
Nice. What's your record?
That is my record.
Whoa!
In one ride.
Go you. You're a beast, dude, because it's hot out there today.
But there's a story here. We didn't really get a chance to mention it this morning, but people who walk, and I used to be a big walker, loved it, but sciatic, you just can't do distance walking when you have sciatic issues. So the bike, you don't put any weight on your legs, so your legs get great exercise, but it's not, you know, pressing on your sciatic nerve. Anyway, people that wear the trackers, mm-hmm. fitness trackers, Rich does this too.
Pedometer.
They actually walk more and exercise more than people who don't use them. And I think I have the same situation because I have doubled my daily ride distance since I started using an odometer.
Cool.
It's true. So, in fact, I've gotten so good, I can almost tell when the next benchmark coming up, another tenth of a mile will change. I know exactly how to. Yeah, so I hit 6 today.
Nah, you should be at 10 before you know it.
That's the goal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool,
yeah.
Man.
But I'm taking my time. By the way, the Klondike Choco Taco is dead. Did you hear about that?
Oh!
I figured that might be something you'd want to know about.
Oh, dude, I was so bummed, man, because, I mean, it came out back in the day.
Yeah, no, it's been around a long time.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's been...
1984, it was first introduced by a man named Alan Drazen. Now, it's possible some other company may pick it up.
I hope so.
But just Google Choco Taco and you can learn the history and pay your condolences.
Oh, I'm so bummed. As long as they don't take away my Klondike, I'll be happy.
By the way, since we touched on physical fitness briefly, if you have trouble opening jars, it could be a sign that you're dying.
How's your pickle jars?
Yeah, that's the one. Specifically pickles. They sell that thing on TV. You know, it's one of those made-for-TV products. You put it on top of the jar, and it just automatically works. I
have one.
Did it work?
They're great.
Wow, well, I know what kind of stocking stuffers I'm giving away this year at Christmas time. Let's take a moment with Austin on the phone.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to, I know you've already changed the topic, but I wanted to give my take on the Biden clip from yesterday. I've seen a lot of these deep fake videos.
Mm-hmm.
And, after you mentioned it earlier, I looked it up, and that is 100% a deep fake with somebody else, and they put his face on the image.
But the White House released it.
Oh, sure, yeah. Who do you think had that technology first? The government.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Why would they do that? He looks so different. On my page, you can see a side-by-side of a video where Joe does not blink his eyes. And next to it, another Joe video where he blinks like normally. And he looks lost in both.
That makes sense.
He's making...
It's definitely not him speaking. Notice there's no hint in the dash, double the pressure.
True in the dash, double the pressure. Hey, Nexel Srent.
You know, there's no stuttering and muttering, you know, rambling. He's speaking clearly. Definitely not him.
Maybe he had a good session with his palmist.
It does look weird, man. His cheekbones are a little closer than they should be.
I think Austin's onto something.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, guys. Y'all take care.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Good call. Hey, we were talking with our buddy Eric the Dog, as he is known to our audience. Great participation in both the morning and afternoon shows, and he was over at Jack Ingram. And since he said it, I'm not violating any. But, and I probably should talk about this more, because A, going back to the beginning of the plandemic, did I call it that? I'm sorry. No, I'm not. A lot of folks got blindsided by that, lost their businesses, and went from being in a good credit state to having some blemishes. And at Jack Ingram, if you need wheels, go there. They have 26 different lending partners. So if you've had some issues and you need not only nice wheels, but something you can depend on because the cars at Ingram are so vetted, do it. They will get you done. I told my own story about how low my credit score was coming out of the early part of the last decade and having a car loan. The interest rate was like 13%. But I was happy to pay it because I love the car. The payment was not beyond reach. And if I did anything right for 39 months, I made sure that payment was in on time. And it just has an amazing effect on your credit score. It just makes you trustworthy again. So browse to your heart's content at the Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars or the Value Car Lot. They've got some great options. In fact, several new ones under, well under $10,000. Somebody's going to buy that 2001 Lexus RX 300 and get an incredible deal on a car I love. And you know what? Luxury is timeless. I think you'll find out if you go over and test drive it at Jack Ingram. Say hi to Tip Tames and his team at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard or visit online at jackingram.com. Brant will be joining us. We'll make sense. Big day. Market had a great day. But we're going to find out about a recession tomorrow. I want to know how this works.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is not headline news. Nominees for the MTV Video Music Awards came out yesterday. The VMAs are that one special day each year that music television gets to step outside its comfort zone and focus on music. Adele announced her rescheduled Las Vegas residency dates. So if you haven't already, ladies, book your cat sitter. They're going fast. Wrestling icon Triple H turns 53 today. He'll celebrate with his pain-in-the-butt brother, Preparation. And today is National Barbie in a Blender Day, founded, I presume, by someone who wasn't hugged enough as a child. This is not headline news.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The rain chances are fairly small through the evening hours tonight and again tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, but not zero. Just widely scattered isolated storms with the low tonight down to about 75. Thursday's high 97 with the heat index at or above the 105 danger range. Take it easy. Then by Friday and Saturday, the rain chances get better. Storms will become more numerous, but still random with highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ah,
I get all of that, but nobody more than me wanted to call up Brant McDonald today at 387-0094. Say, Brant, I won $800 million yesterday.
Yeah.
What should I do with it?
Well, we need to hire an architect to design Greg's world.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Well, that would be, and I did think about it because basically I would want to give most of it away. I told my boss, I said, I'll buy this company from you and sign it right back over. It's yours. You don't have to worry about any of that anymore. And here's another $500,000 to give everybody here a really nice, healthy raise. We could even pay Seth.
Woo!
And, you know, I did, you know, mentally wander into the point where, like, how would I want to give my daughter a big check? And I'd love to know how all of that works. But since I didn't win it, we can save that chat for another day. What I'm trying to find out today is how with all the tomorrow, I guess they're going to confirm a recession, no matter what the White House website says. And all these earnings reports that have been so dismal, yet the market had a big day. Is that because the Fed raised the rate?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm going to start off by saying, you know, the last many, many weeks we've been coming on the show and we have really stuck our necks out on the line. Even in a speech I recently gave in front of a bunch of people did the same. And that was that the Fed was going to have to, they were going to raise rates. We knew that was going to happen. But then that in this press conference that Jay Powell was going to have to back off a little bit. He was going to have to sound a little bit of a dovish tone and take some of the pressure off because financial conditions around the world are just horrible. And they're going to blow up the market if they don't. And certainly that's what he did today. And so we were on the right side of this.
Yeah.
Obviously very, very happy with how things turned out as far as today is concerned. It's interesting, too, though, Greg, when you parse sort of you drill down and look at the words of, that he said, the politics in all of this is really just breathtaking. You know, there was a tremendous amount of pressure coming from Elizabeth Warren and Schumer and the like, and even the White House. You know, to please not have the Fed chairman stand up there and say we're in a recession or we think we're going into a recession. So you didn't see that. He played the party line. There's no doubt about it. Secondly, he also talked about the fact that, you know, he thinks that, rates are going to, you know, possibly slow down or that they might not even be able to raise again and that they were going to monitor all these conditions. That was a bit of caving in, if you will, not just to financial conditions around the world, things we've been seeing that are screaming and, you know, red flags everywhere, warning signals. But then the pressure from the White House, as I said. The other thing I would say about this meeting is that the Fed pawns, if you will, I mean, you could just hear these reporters that were being called. I mean, it was CNN, it was Politico, it was, you know. And these were such softball questions. No one was asking him the tough questions about, you know, what's happening to European banks, you know, and what's happening. Why is the yield curve so inverted like it is and so on and so forth. So anyway, all in all, pretty much went about exactly as we suspected it would. In the meantime, though, you know, we've got horrible, horrible earnings coming out all over the place from the big guys.
Yeah.
This afternoon, Facebook, for the first time in the history of the company, had back-to-back declining revenues, back-to-back quarters, I should say, with declining revenues. That's huge. That stock's down in after hours. Best Buy, which is one of the leading retailers in electronics, also had a horrible earnings report, and it's down in after hours as well. And so when you look across this landscape, man, I mean, it's everyone is getting crushed in this environment, and consumer spending is coming to a grinding halt. Every single thing we see tells us that we're probably heading into a recession if we're not in one now. And you're right, Greg. Tomorrow we get GDP. We'll get a headline print on GDP. I suspect it's going to show contraction, which would be, by the classic definition, a recession. But that's the headline. Then we get GDP revision later. which I suspect is going to be even worse than the headline is. So all in all, somewhat of a gloomy picture from an earnings perspective. Certainly earnings projections probably coming down even further across the board for all the big guys. The Fed is moving our way, and it's really a shame because, as I said, they've been boxed in for so long. And how in the world are they going to get out of this mess that they've created with all this free money? And we're starting to see it unfold before our very eyes.
I am glad that you brought up the Facebook situation because I read a story yesterday where Zuckerberg is really starting to clamp down on employees. He's not interested in people who are mailing it in. He expects them to work, pretty much doing what Elon Musk did several months back with Tesla. And what we're seeing, like Netflix, they said, if you don't like our policies regarding free speech, you might need to work for another company. Companies asking their employees to come back to the office as opposed to working at home. Because in this belt tightening, and I think they have every right to expect it, these people who have been breezing by, you know, and just almost like not working at all, they're in for a rude awakening. Companies are going to find them out and rid them out because they can't afford to carry them anymore.
You're exactly right. And profit margins are getting squeezed. Ad sales are down. The consumer's in full revolt. And I also think that the average U.S. citizen is in full revolt against all this insane, wokeism that's going on with these companies all across the country. And I think it's a perfect storm for them. And I think that it's a major, major wake-up call. So we're seeing a huge decline in not just the bottom-line earnings, but also top-line revenues are being dramatically impacted. And I mean, you're talking about big, big companies, Walmart,
yeah.
Target, Amazon, Apple is even struggling. And by the way, tomorrow after the bell, we get Apple and Amazon, the two big, big Ooh. Bellwether names. So that will certainly be market moving as well. But for now, you know, as I said, I'm very, very pleased with the action that we saw in the portfolios that we manage. Significant outperformance today. Just a really good day.
Advisors. I want to wrap up by saying, you know, I checked my Invista Advisors account today. My eyes opened wide at the results.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you for that, and I would like others to have the same opportunity to grow their money and have a team of people literally on duty every waking moment looking out for their clients' money. And that's what you can expect from Invest Advisors. But it starts with a conversation about you and your goals and how they can help you achieve them. So reach out at 387-0094, 387-0094 for Brant and his great team at Invista Advisors. My friend, if there's big news tomorrow morning, we will be here, okay?
Well, we get GDP in the morning, and then, of course, the big earnings in the afternoon. So I'm sure it'll be a full day. If we can call in the morning, I promise you I will.
All right, we will save a reservation for you at 8:30. Reservation for one at 8:30 tomorrow morning, McDonald. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Thanks,
take care. Okay, it is 5:24. On News Talk 93.1 FM.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we are at 5:25, we were scheduled to preview the Duncan and Son Predictathon on this Friday's morning show. For those of you new to our family here, during college football season, Don Duncan and his son Mitch, even though they are, I mean, this is his child, Don's an Alabama fan and somehow sired a War Eagle kid. I mean, great kid.
Yeah.
But they're also proof that, yes, even within a family, we can all get along on opposite sides of the greatest rivalry in sports. So starting the first game, the end of August, we do what we call a predictathon, and you have a chance to post your prediction for the game. If you hit it, get the right score, then you will win the works. And sometimes more. Sometimes we do Dunkin' Dollars. Whatever. You'll have a chance to team up with the best service people. And God, they took such great care of Roz yesterday. But they do that for everybody, not just because it was Roz. If you need a ride to your office or back to your house or something, don't let those things get in the way. Just let them know. They're happy to do it at all three locations. Mount Duncan, serving Prevalent Millbrook from the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. It's a nice beautiful view. Place, sometimes snow-capped. You also have Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. I think we're going to play one of our all-time request favorites here in a moment. We need a moment of levity, and we're getting ready to head over to Baumhauer's. I hope you come over and share a wickle or two with us.
Bunch of accidents this afternoon. East South Boulevard at Woodley. Got a minor one there. Troy Highway at Bell Road. East Boulevard at I-85. Got an 18-wheeler that rear-ended a SUV. If you're passing Carmichael approaching the bridge, you'll need to be in the left lane to get past that. Also, Cloverdale at South Decatur. That one should be wrapping up. Atlanta Highway out near the Lazy Boy Shop. Zelda Road got a pretty bad one there with injuries right near the Firehouse Subs. Please avoid that area if you can. Very busy right now. Perry Hill Road right near the entrance to the car wash as you pull up to Atlanta Highway. We're thinking that one may be out of the way as well. And we have a nut out on the East South Boulevard that's trying to arrest people at a service station for pumping gas. That's just the cherry on top of this report right there. Summer in full swing at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, and JLL Managed Development. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. 'Cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side.
It's worse than it looks, says her mother. 'Cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now how it happened, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, Popeye Punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love.
That is Haywood Banks, same guy that does Toast and a bunch of other Wiper Blades. That one we haven't played in a long time. So if it rains tomorrow, and I guess the chance. No, tomorrow's. I don't know what's gotten into my head, but I have this thing now, this hang up where, because today is Bomb Hours, I think the next day is Friday.
Yeah.
It's nothing that can't be fixed with medication. So don't worry. I just had a text conversation with Mr. Bob Baumhauer. He is going to join us on the morning show on Friday because it is National Chicken Wing Day.
Yeah.
And there was a survey done on the most popular flavors of chicken wings.
Our survey said
number one is barbecue, 39% of the vote. Ranch was second, followed by hot buffalo, garlic parmesan, and honey mustard. Lemon pepper, which is Mrs. Rutabaga's favorite.
I like those, too.
Medium buffalo, teriyaki, mild buffalo, and jerk seasoning. Those were the top 10. But I've seen the peanut butter and jelly wings, and that looks very appealing to me. Oh, the ice cream man returned.
Yeah, I'm a jerk guy. I love Jamaican jerk. I've got to teach my child about it. I hope she likes it.
Our boss owned a communications company, did a lot of work in the Caribbean. And so he had Jamaican jerk wings in Jamaica.
Ooh.
And he says, Baumhauer's are better.
Are they just called jerk wings?
Jerk chicken? I'm not sure. You can get it in wings and in chicken breast. They do it that way as well.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to try it.
We'll be over at Baumhauer's in about half an hour, so we'll take a look. I think I've had it with hard news for today. So we had talked about this, mentioned this earlier, a list of the 13 best opening movie scenes of all time. And number one was Saving Private Ryan. And I would have to agree, you know, I think I would have to watch some of these movies just to be sure.
Yeah, I can't
remember. I would have to agree with it, though. Even, in fact, the Smithsonian Channel did a whole special on what actually happened on Omaha Beach and how authentic what was portrayed in the movie was. Not all of it was authentic. But what it did do was put you, the viewer, into the minds and hearts of those young men, knowing that many of them would sustain horrendous injuries or get killed. That's what made that so powerful, because Steven Spielberg went to a lot of trouble to make it real. So it'd be tough to argue with that one. That's 1998. Jaws, the first Jaws, of course. The second was weak sauce, and they just got worse after that. Where a woman is attacked by a great white, and even though you don't see it, you hear the screams and the iconic music.
It was good. I remember that. And then she's just gone.
That's a movie that was greatly aided by its soundtrack. Because when you watch it now, there's parts of that movie I find very disturbing. It was not well cast. I do like, what's his name, is Quint, the shark hunter.
Yeah.
He was good. But Richard Dreyfuss has a voice like a smoke alarm in that movie, and I can't listen to him. The Godfather in 1972, I remember seeing that in the theater when it came out in one of those great, glorious State Street old-style theaters in Chicago with a balcony.
Cool.
On a huge screen. And I remember watching that opening scene where the people are coming to him to kiss the ring and et cetera, et cetera. You come into my house on the day my daughter is to be married.
Keep going.
Then later on, I don't have a script in front of me.
I just started watching it the other day.
By the way, a lot of mob guys have died. Ray Liotta, mm-hmm. Paul Sorvino. Who was the other one?
James Caan.
Man.
Three big names from three of the biggest mob movies ever made. So Sorvino and Ray Liotta, both from Goodfellas, right? Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, Sorvino was in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sorvino was. I don't know.
I remember seeing that at a theater with a lovely young woman.
Janet.
No, Debbie. It was...
There's always a woman's name attached to movies.
Janet.
I need Rich.
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah, time to change the subject is what time it is. When you are ready for a painting project, in fact, I've got the Rembrandt of painters here who's done a lot of work and applied John Lee's great paints to our deck, to our outside. Now, outside we use solar proof, like the mailbox, the house trim, and so forth. And hard as the Alabama elements may try, they can't get in. They cannot diminish that paint because the viscosity is formulated to keep the elements out. Now, if you have parts of your home that are painted, gutters, things on your patio, and they start to look dirty, so you hit them with a hose and the dirt doesn't come off, that's mold. That's a big project. The whole idea is to save yourself time over the long haul by using a great paint to make sure you don't get mold and the color looks as good 5 years after you put it on. And that's what John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof, will give you. For interior painting, Richards. There's a nice, deep, rich finish, and it lasts and lasts. Plus, they can advise you on the right rollers and brushes. You'll see the professional trucks there all the time, but don't be intimidated. That's a hint. The professionals use John Lee paints because they know they're going to get the customer the result they want at the price they quoted. And that happens when you use a reliably great paint, like they do at John Lee. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. The sign outside says the home of the brave. Or no, the land of the free because of the brave.
Oh.
I'm just happy I still remembered it. All these days later, we're at 5:39. One more trip to the traffic dungeon.
Well, the good news is a lot of our accidents have cleared, but we still have a few on the books. On the East South Boulevard at Woodley Road, we still have a minor accident there. Zelda Road, right near Firehouse Subs, got a problem there. Some lane closure earlier and some injuries involved in that accident. Got slow traffic now on 85 southbound from South Union up to the 65 merge. We're busy on the interstates, busy on the boulevard. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Summer's in full swing at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, at JLL Managed Development. Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Bomb threats have targeted several colleges and universities in Alabama. They are all currently under investigation. Auburn University, Trenum State Community College in Montgomery, and in South Alabama, Lurleen B. Wallace Community College campuses in both Andalusia and Op were closed to visitors this morning. Montgomery police need your help finding a missing man. 79-year-old Jesse Lawson was reported missing on July 25th. He was last seen in the 3900 block of Dabney Avenue in Montgomery. He was wearing a gray shirt and blue shorts. If you see him, call police. Montgomery County deputies responded to the 12,000 block of Highway 80 after getting reports of gas stations being robbed. Deputies tried to pull over a vehicle. During the chase, the passenger shot at deputies. Jamisha Williams is charged with robbery, attempted murder, and attempting to elude police. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-473-4000 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-473-0982. If you order now, you'll receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-473-0982 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-473-0982.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The rain chances are fairly small through the evening hours tonight and again tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, but not zero. Just widely scattered isolated storms with the low tonight down to about 75. Thursday's high 97 with the heat index at or above the 105 danger range. Take it easy. Then by Friday and Saturday, the rain chances get better. Storms will become more numerous, but still random with highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
So many great people listen to the show that sent me good stuff, including our friend Morris Runenberg, who sent this 30-second clip. It's entitled President Reagan Reacts to Balloon Popping During a Speech in 1987, keeping in mind that 6 years previous, he had actually been shot. So let's see how this goes.
By its very existence and character, Berlin remains the most compelling argument for an open world. We're reminded of the many traditions of openness and democracy that have marked the history of this city. America, missed me.
Nice.
That's what made him great. He was fast on his feet. Even at that time, the hateful media was trying to trash him just like they did Trump because they can't stand conservatives.
He didn't flinch.
Here's Legal and Local Heartthrob. Yes, Chad.
That was a classic clip there, wasn't it?
Yep.
So I actually ran across a clip last night of Reagan when he greeted George Bush coming to the White House the day after Bush won the election, ending Reagan's term. And, you know, there's a lot of revisionist history saying that, you know, Reagan was senile or had dementia or whatever. He didn't. If you watch, it's like an 8-minute clip on YouTube. He's sharp as a tack. Yeah, he and Bush are having pretty detailed conversations about various things, unscripted, and he's as sharp as they come.
How do we get rid of this evil media? This has been going on for decades. I'm sick of it.
Eventually, I tell you what the way you get rid of them, well, you don't have to get rid of them. What you have to do is make them ineffective, and when you beat their candidates, that's what really does the job, and that's what's going to happen. And by the way, I saw that Joe Manchin, surprise, surprise, is still a Democrat.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, yeah. Too. I was very disappointed. Yeah. What a jerk.
Everybody knows how great it is to raise taxes on corporations during an oncoming recession. That's always a way to really help the economy, right?
Because we pay for that. We're the ones that get stuck with that tab.
Let me explain something to people why some corporations end up paying no tax. Okay, because it's not because they keep all the money. It's because they take the money and reinvest it in capital. They expand their factories. They hire more employees. And those are deductible expenses from their profits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a company like Amazon, it barely makes a profit at all, but it employs thousands of people who pay taxes, right? So all of the employment, and when Amazon goes out and hires construction companies and engineers and architects to build a warehouse, that's a huge millions of dollars that goes to the tax base, right? So even though they may not directly themselves be paying a 15% tax, they are creating a tax base with every employee that they hire, right?
Yes.
That's why cities like Montgomery and the state are so willing to give up some of the state taxes to bring like Hyundai and some of the other manufacturers here, because they know that the true source of income will come from the employees who will be employed and paid good salaries.
Right.
You know? And people Democrats rely on the ignorance of people. Oh, I think it's terrible. Corporations aren't paying any taxes. And Warren Buffett doesn't pay any taxes. He says that his secretary pays more taxes than he does. Well, there's a reason for that. Warren Buffett takes all of his salary in stock options.
Right.
Which aren't taxable until you cash the stock in.
Right.
His secretary gets paid a salary, just like you get paid one and I get paid one.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta pay the taxes on it. So it's all smoke and mirrors, it's all misleading. But I tell you, when you put a 15% minimum tax on corporations paying more than, you know, who earn more than $1 billion, guess who's gonna pay that tax? You and me.
Mm-hmm.
When AT&T sends you that, when they send you that new bill next year, you know, that cellular bill, it's going to include some of that tax, you know, because they reinvest their money into the company and in expanding the company, you know, and, you know, that's just economics 101, you know. But, of course, we don't have anybody who's been to the school, especially the current president, who's never held a job outside of government, right?
That's true.
So, and I don't think Kamala Harris has held a job outside of government either. Right. Well,
she did work under Willie Brown, so to speak.
I was going to say, he had one job with Willie Brown. Anyway, but that's all I got to say. Just people you have to remember, as much as you want to cheer for Manchin and do the right thing, in the end, he's a Democrat.
He's a Democrat, and I hope the people of West Virginia will wake up to that.
No, you know what?
He is not their friend. He is not their friend, nor is
he. That's exactly right. Well, listen, you guys have a great afternoon, okay?
Thanks,
Chad.
Thank you,
Chad. All right. All right. We had just a whole bunch of accidents today, so I imagine that phone number called 27 Wreck with a W will be very busy. I mean, accidents happen. Somebody's got to repair the cars. And several decades ago, Donnie Turner decided, and he had the pedigree. I've been learning a lot about his background. And he decided to go into that business, and one reason why he's been so successful is his own high standard. That's in the DNA of the man. That's not something that you can learn in a business school. That is something that is very much part of who Donnie Turner is, something that son Brandon has embraced, and the dynamic duo brings you those incredible results at Montgomery Paint and Body. In other words, they don't, no shortcuts, no overlooking any step in the repair process. Yeah, I mean, and some did. Back in the day, they would get paid by an insurance company to make a certain repair, but since the customer wouldn't see it, they might skip that. Well, maybe the customer wouldn't know, but Donnie Turner would know, and that would not sit well with him. So he has always played it straight. Everything that needs to be fixed gets fixed, and once that part of the repair is done, they put some talented people, great technology, and elbow grease together to restore the look of that vehicle from bumper to bumper. So when the customer comes back to get it, it really does look as good as new, maybe better. An experience I've had. Rich Thomas, I think he's got 10 punch holes in his card over there. And so many others, whether it's a big or small issue, cosmetic, or there's been some damage, like the time Bambi ran out in front of me on 231.
Oh.
They did a phenomenal job. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27 Wreck with a W. Let's get the final wrap on traffic this afternoon. Skip.
Well, we've seen our fair share of accidents today, but the only one on the books right now is East South Boulevard at Woodley, and we believe that one is about to clear, hopefully here in the next little bit. Still busy on Taylor Road, slow traffic 85 northbound Taylor to Chantilly. East Boulevard at I-85, we're congested there. I-65 at 85, light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown. Buckle up, drive carefully, no problems. Prattville, Millbrook, or in Wetumpka. At ReinhardtToyota.com, you can see and purchase vehicles that are on order that haven't arrived yet. Get the Toyota you want at ReinhardtToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Okay, what was that?
I'm not sure.
Electricity. It can be a little scary. Fortunately, the folks at Crosby Electric are experts, providing complete electrical services and keeping River Region homes and businesses safe since 1967.
Hey, hate lightning.
Crosby Electric offers whole house surge protection to protect you and your possessions.
What I hate is being without electricity.
You never have to be. Crosby is an authorized generator dealer. Sales, installation, and service.
Okay, our yard is dark.
Crosby does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for all of your property.
Am I crazy, or did that light just flicker?
I'd say both.
And Crosby offers unique technology that pinpoints electrical problems even inside your walls.
Good night, honey.
Good night.
Sleep well tonight with no electrical worries. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085. That's 272-2085.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture yourself at DQ on Thursday, July 28th for Miracle Treat Day. You roll up to order a Blizzard with your friends and family like you have so many times before. But on this day, every flavor comes with a much-needed dose of hope. For every Blizzard you buy at participating locations, $1 or more will be donated to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for your local children's hospital, making Miracle Treat Day the most satisfying way to give hope to kids in your community. Thursday, July 28th at DQ.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Shop the summer sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet and save big with red-hot deals on carpet, vinyl plank, hardwood floors, ceramic tile, and more. Plus, for a limited time, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Hi, Jeff Baranka with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza here, talking about full service. When you come to Chappie's Deli, you sit down as a family, and we'll take care of whatever you need. We are called to serve. And at Chappie's Deli, we take that calling seriously.
All right. Here we are at the end. We're just doing a little clerical stuff here. Printed up some lists of topic starters like, all right, fill in the blank, Seth. Everyone that knows me knows that I love...
riding your bike.
No, you're answering for yourself.
Oh. I love watching movies. Everybody knows that. They know I love my scary movies.
Okay. By the way, this administration has been so inept with all of this Russia crap that Russia... one of the things that brought the two countries together was exploring space. Now, Russia is going to leave the International Space Station and build their own.
What?
That's good for healing relations between countries. They're just crazy. So this is why we go to Bomb Hours on Wednesday night, to forget it. Have a Wickle. Enjoy a libation. And we will see you there in just a couple of minutes.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
And with that, on behalf... Joey, who joins, and Seth Spotlow, and Rosie Brock, and Chad Jacqueline, and everybody else. Thank you for tuning in. Back in the morning with Mr. Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. You have a great night, and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
Pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The man accused of opening fire on an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago has been indicted by a grand jury on 21 first-degree murder.